Good evening. It's Nissapod. It is the 5th of February. It's a Sunday. And the prompt for February today is tell us about something that interests you. And the thing that interests me today is I went on to Keris Stainton's blog today because she'd done a new blog post and she talked about a book that she'd read and so on. And I happened to spot this little badge on the side of her blog for Frugal February. And I thought, ooh, I've been sort of trying to be a bit more frugal, so maybe I should sign up for this. And I looked into it, and it was set up by a blogger called Gemma on the Big Girls Browse blog. And it was, the idea is that you don't buy anything apart from essentials during the month of February. So that's what I'm going to do. I've been helped by the snow, of course, because after I got home from the farmer's market yesterday morning, where I bought sensible things like mushrooms and bread and one luxury item, which was the smoked salmon pate, but, you know, it's food, so it's pretty much essential. I came home and it started snowing and it snowed and it snowed and it snowed and it didn't stop and it's been very, very cold. So no shopping this weekend. So that's been a good start to February in terms of not shopping. And I'm going to also be very careful not to buy books for my Kindle, which is ever so easy to do, and not buy any more printed books this month either, not buy any sort of fripperies, any clothes, any DVDs or anything like that, and actually make the most of things I've already got. So read the books that are already on my Kindle, or the print books that are already on the shelves. And also, you know, not buy any sort of little treats or anything. And I think that this kind of thing tends to work for me. I have previously given up shopping for Lent. I gave up online shopping for a bit late summer last year. Because doing this for a limited period, it does actually make you think a lot more critically and improve your habits and make it a lot less automatic, just buying things. I can't be frugal all the time, and I do tend to, you know, come out of something like this and you know, immediately buy a few things that I've been wanting to buy for the whole month or whatever. But nevertheless, there are quite a few things that will just not get bought as a result of doing this. So I think it's well worth doing. So I've put a little blog post up on my blog. I know it's the 5th of February, but I've actually been pretty good at not spending money from the 1st. And, you know, wish me luck with it. So anyway, I've got a bit of time left. I can say happy birthday, Pawari. I've been really enjoying listening to your blogs, even though you haven't been following the prompts. I get the impression that you're, you know, learning your new job and got all these early starts and everything. And it's been very interesting to listening to you. And it feels like a sort of a significant date because I remember congratulating you on your birthday a year ago. And I've been on Audioboo for just over a year now, so it's like, oh yeah, I've been doing Audioboo for a while now. But also I'm really pleased to hear that you got a lie-in and that you got cake and all of those sorts of things. And to R2UK, I've been listening to you as well. I've also been listening to SM2N Brewing Up and various other people. And one of the nice things about February is the new voices that I've found and people who've come and commented on my Audioboo posts, and you know, I'm just discovering a lot of new voices, but still listening to my old friends as well, particularly R2UK, of course, who got me into it in the first place. Anyway, that's all I've got to say for this evening. Bye for now.